Tanya for the 23rd of Iyar, Chav Gimel Iyar, which is also Lamed Ches L'Eimer, is on page 759 in chapter 50, Perek Nun in Tanya. V'hine Seder HaAveda, V'esek HaTeira V'hamitzveis, the order of Aveda, the involvement, the doing of Teira and Mitzveis, Hanim Shech Esme B'chinas Ava Azazu, that is inspired by this intense love, the love of expiring, of wanting to leave the body and losing oneself in godliness. He bevechina shuv levad. The aveda consists of the shuv, of the return, of settling back into the shlichus and into the aveda, for which God sent the neshama down to the body. The feeling, the desire of leaving, this is not an aveda. The desire to leave, this is a level of godliness and a level of holiness that is necessary to inspire the return. And the return is the aveda. The kavona is the return. Kameshikosa b'sefer Yetzira, as he writes in Sefer Yetzira, v'imrot libecha shuv li'echod, that if your heart runs, if your heart wants to escape, return to one. Return to the Echad. Pirush. So it means as follows. V'im rotz libecho, hichuk asa nefesh abolev b'chol hayimoni. If there is a longing in the soul, in the right side of the heart, kishem izgabez esu mislahev esu mislahetes b'me'ed me'ed, when the heart, the element of the emotion, dominates, and it bursts into a fire, into a flame, and it glows and is consumed with a desire to atkleis anefesh mamish, until it is consumed by its desire to leave the body, lishtapich el chek aviho, to reunite, to pour itself out in the embrace of its father, to go back to God. And the reason that it would do this is because Chaya, Chayim Baruch Hu, because God is the source of all life, so the life of the soul draws it back to God to be absorbed into its source. The law says, Mimasora beguf hagufni v'gashmi, l'dovka be'yizbarech, the soul wants to leave the confinement, the imprisonment of this body, and wants to cleave to God. So when this happens, azai zeis yoshev elibe, this is what a person should take to heart. My marizal ki al korcho chatochai. The statement of the sages in the Mishnah in Oveis, al korcho chatochai, you live against your will. In other words, your will is to leave, to be free of the body. The soul should expire from the body. That's your will. But against your will, you have to live. Al korcho chatochai. And live means to remain beguf hazeh, to be in this body in which you find yourself, v'hachayei say, to give it life, kedei laham shechayim elyeinim, in order to draw down life from above, mechay hachayim baruch hu lemato, from the source of all life, down to earth, al yedei teiras chayim, through the teira of life, to bring life to the lowly, to the body, to the lower condition, from the life of life, through the Teira of life. So that there will be a dwelling place for God's oneness in a revealed state, that even the physical should feel it and see it. Kemeshen is Bayaliil, as was explained earlier, that the whole Kavana is the Dira B'tachteinim, the dwelling place in the lower world. And as he writes in the Zayar, that there should be a joining, a merging of one to one, or one in one. Pidush, shahayichud hanelam yiyeh bebechinas alma dizgalya. There is a oneness in the world, God's oneness is present in the world, only it is concealed. Then there is a oneness that is revealed, and the purpose of the person coming down, of the soul coming down into this world, is to bring together the concealed oneness into the revealed oneness. V'zeh shekosuv, and this is the meaning of the statement. In the davening, l'chodeidi likras kala. Likras kala means towards the bride, but kala also means expiring, klois hanefesh. So in likras kala, in response to the desire to expire, to that kind of inspiration that makes you want to leave the world and separate from the world, the response to that, likras kala, in response to the kala, the answer is l'chodeidi. We call to godliness to come down, not that we should elevate ourselves away from the world, but that we should bring godliness down to the world. So we call to God, l'cho, come, come to this world, and that is our response to the desire to leave the world. Uvazeh yuvan maimar azal, and with this we'll understand the saying of the Mishnah, that al korchach atachai, v'al korchach, etc., that we live against our will, and we die against our will. Ve'ela eich yihyeh ritzeinu. So we need to understand this, because what is the Mishnah telling us? It's telling, what should we want? If we want to live, we're told, no, it's al-karchach that you should live. You should live against your will. And if we're told that we should want to die, we're told, no, you shouldn't want to die. It's against your will that you should die. So what should we want? So now we have the explanation that these are two ways of serving God. There has to be a desire to leave, to not live. We have to feel distant and estranged and imprisoned by the physical condition. It's unnatural for the neshama to be in a body. And so the neshama wants to leave. So the first step is that we reject the physical. We don't feel comfortable. We don't feel like we belong here. We belong elsewhere. So the neshama wants to leave and go back to where it belongs, to the source of all life, the life of life. But then there's also the aveda of the shuv, that bal korchach atomech, that we can't die either. We can't leave, because the kavana is that we should be in the body and elevate the physical world until we bring the oneness of God down, clearly revealed, visible, so that even the physical object feels the oneness of God. And the desire to not live, the rejection of the world, is meant only to inspire us in our return to the world. That when we return to the world, when we settle back into the physical condition, it's on our terms and not on its terms. And in that way we can elevate the physical rather than being dragged down by it. And as we explained at length elsewhere, the meaning of this Mishnah, Al Korchach Atochai, Be'ezras Chai HaChayim Baruch Hu. How is it that a person can live this way? Can accept against his will, against the neshama's will, to leave the body. That despite the neshama, we are compelled to live, and we accept it and live b'simcha. How does that happen? Be'ezras Chai HaChayim Baruch Hu. With the help of God, who is the life of life. Meaning to say, Bal korchach atochai, life itself, the way we know it, we don't accept. This is what we want to leave. We need to escape from life as we know it. Yet, we accept it and remain on earth and serve God in the body. How do we do this? By reaching an understanding of Chayei HaChayim. When we understand the life behind life, then we understand that our place is here. But life as it appears, superficially, is not for us, is not for the neshama. But when we understand Chayei HaChayim, when we understand God as the source of life, the life behind life, then we can accept graciously the shlichus and the mission of remaining in the body and dealing with the physical world and with its darknesses and with its unholiness and getting our hands dirty, so to speak. Appreciating how the life behind life is the oneness of God and the dira b'tachtenin, so that the tachten does not discourage, the fact that it's a tachten, does not discourage the shlichus, and we turn the darkness, the tachten, into light. the Hayem Yom for the 23rd of Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Reishis Hayirid Rachmana Litzlan, the beginning of the fall, the beginning of our decline, God forbid, Hu Heder HaAveda B'Tfila, is the failure to daven properly. Es Vet Alt Trukun and Kalt, because without davening properly, everything becomes dry and cold. The mitzvahs anoshim melumoda vechen eich shver. Even those mitzvahs that we did habitually, without any thought, without any effort, even they become heavy. Men ayot, men vert on dem gishmak in teira. We're suddenly distracted, we're in a hurry, we have no time, and we lose our gishmak, our pleasure in teira. V'ha'avir misgashem, and then the atmosphere in the home becomes coarsened. U'muvan hadavar she'ene shayach klal lithel al hazulas. And in this condition, it is obvious that he isn't capable at all of influencing others and inspiring others to Yiddishkeit.